Hello, Pooja?
Yes?
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about the political issues in the area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in the address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like a state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote in this Democratic primary, or you will wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will vote during the primary.
You will?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some names in politics. Please tell me what are your feelings towards these people. And these figures, and you may tell me if your feelings towards this person is favorable or unfavorable. If you don't know about the person, I have a national part for that. So if that's the case, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
Have you heard about Beto O'Rourke?
Yes.
And what are your feelings towards this person? Would you say it's favorable or unfavorable?
As far as I know, favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. What are your feelings towards Ariane Swinner?
I don't know that name.
Don't know, okay. What are your feelings, do you recognize the name of Debbie Gonzalez in Goldsby?
No.
Thank you. Do you recognize the name of Greg Kassar?
Yes.
Are your feelings towards Greg favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Have you heard about Ruben Becerra?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you heard about Roland Gutierrez?
The name, yes.
And do you have an opinion about the person?
No.
Okay. Have you heard about Chevo Pastrana?
No.
Okay, the last one, I'm aware you have heard of, so just let me know. What are your feelings towards Joe Biden? Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Kind of in the middle right now.
Where would you lean to more? Would you say, we have four options, actually. You may say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you. Let's move on. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I would need to do more research.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate would you pick, Ariane Swinner or Chevo Pastrana? Would you vote
for more research.
Okay. Here is some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. The first one says, Chevo Pastrana is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increase school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, and get funding to get gridlock on IH-35 and increase the minimum wage. Ariane Swinner, this is another person. is her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hardworking, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hayes County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, increase funding for our school and teachers to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. After all this information, which candidate in March 2024 Democratic primary Texas State House would you be more lean to vote for in the election?
I can't commit one or the other. That's not enough information for me.
Okay. Thank you. I have an option for that. Thank you so much. Okay. The next one, it doesn't give you a name in particular. It's just characteristics. Okay. Rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for the state representative. Use a 1 to 5 scale with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. For example, like you said, this doesn't represent a name or anything. Would you vote for, how important it is for you, the growth, development, and traffic congestion from 1 to 5?
Is 5 very important, or like what's the scale?
Yeah. 1 means not important, and 5 means most important.
And you're talking about my district that I'm in.
It's your personal opinion, yeah. How important it is, the growth, development, and traffic congestion?
It's very important.
From 1 to 5, how would you rate it in the scale?
If 5 is very important, then 5.
Okay. How important it is for you, the vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools?
I don't think that should happen. I don't know how to.
Oh, don't know. Okay. How important for you it is, the gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons?
I think it's very important that we enforce gun laws.
Okay. So in the scale to 1 to 5, for how much would you give it? 1 meaning not important and 5 most important.
5.
5. Thank you. And how important it is for you that we serve in abortion rights?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. How important will be for you restoring abortion rights?
Restoring abortion rights?
Yeah.
Very important. So 5.
Thank you. How important for you is a fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process?
Can you say that again?
Yeah. How important it is for you fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process?
So how important is it for us to fight the new law to deport people?
To fight against Texas new law. Oh, okay. And
5.
Okay. How important it is for you voting rights and protecting democracy?
Very important. 5.
Thank you. How important it is for you climate change and protecting the environment?
5.
Thank you. How important it is for you a certain Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts?
5.
And how important it is for you fully fund public education from the state to take the burden of local property taxes?
Maybe like a 4.
Thank you. When it comes to the issue of abortion, with which candidate do you prefer? First option, one whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortions to stop the loss of unborn lives. Or the second option, one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures.
The second one.
The second one, thank you. Next, here are a few statements you may hear about that are critical of candidates' record and actions of candidate for the state for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make any difference to you. Okay? The first one says, while the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong deep roots here. Will this make you definitely vote against the candidate, probably vote against the candidate, or will not make any difference on your vote?
It probably will make a difference.
Thank you. The next one says, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Will this make you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or will not make any difference in your vote?
That would make me vote against.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely. If it was like proven that they hadn't paid business taxes.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm limited to the information that I have in front of me, but it's what this says. It says the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Will this impact your vote, like definitely voting against or probably voting against?
Oh, so just cited as not proven that they have.
Oh, it's just a statement that you might hear about a critical of a candidate.
I mean, if it's not proven, then I don't. If it's not proven, then I probably would.
Like you said, I mean, we are limited to what we have in front of us. So if all you know will be the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes, would you pick the one that says definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Probably vote against.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, the candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County. Will this make you definitely vote against, will make you probably vote against, or will not make any difference?
I honestly, my brain is totally dead after a day of work, so I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. No problem. The next one says, the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality. Even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. Will this make definitely vote against the person, probably vote against the person, or will not make any difference?
How much longer is this going to take? Because I need to get back to something.
Oh, we have, let me see, we have reached the 80%, so we're almost done.
Okay, what's the first part of this question?
Oh, the statement says, the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty,
probably vote against.
Probably. The last one of this part says, as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argue in court that the rape was the girl's fault. Will Disney Kid definitely vote against, probably vote against, or will not make any difference?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Arian Swinner. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Arian Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights. Will this make you think very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about her?
Positive.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one says, Arian Swinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans. Would you think of her very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Arian Swinner has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth. Will this make you think of her very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Thank you. Representative Swinner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools. Will this make you think of her very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Arian passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools. Will this make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about her?
Positive.
I'm sorry?
Positive.
Oh, you said very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Arian is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion, her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. Will this make you think of her very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Thank you. And the last one of this part says, as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Swinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space. Will this make you think of her very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Thank you. Okay, after hearing this information, which candidate in the, this is just a rhetorical question, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you be voting for if you have to pick one today? Will it be Arian Swinner or Chevo Pastrana?
Still not sure.
Still not sure, okay. Okay, now the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. Could you please tell me your age range? Are you from 18 to 39, from 40 to 54, from 55 to 64, or from 65 and more?
40 to 54.
40 to 54, thank you. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
And do you consider yourself as an African American or Black?
No.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school, from 0 to 11th grade, from 12th high school graduated, some college graduated, or graduated degree like a PhD or something more?
Graduate school.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Hayes County? From 0 to 10 years, from 11 to 20 years, from 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
0 to 10 years.
0 to 10 years. Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, time, and patience. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.